Rebecca Grimm and Leonie Malki met on Salt Spring Island, where they both live. Here's Malki. Yeah,
so it's a really small island in BC. It's part of the Gulf Islands. And it was 3 years ago, and I think within the first week we went kayaking together, we decided that we wanted to go to Alaska together.
That idea evolved into something more political. Along with other kayakers who were spending a lot of time seeing the water and coast up close, they started doing activist demonstrations. They're concerned about impacts of fish farming, logging, and mining on marine habitats. Malki says they decided to bring a camera to document environmental threats and wonders along the route.
And we decided to interview women along the way, along the Inside Passage, because there are so many inspiring people out there working on different projects, and we wanted to find out more. So we wanted to give them a voice, listen to what they have to say, and kind of put their voice out into the world.
So far, they've spoken with researchers and members of First Nations in BC. Grimm says a major challenge to the film project is that they have to spend most of their time paddling, and coordinating interviews hasn't been easy.
What we're learning is that it would take a long time, many years and years, to live along the coast to really start to understand all the complexities of the communities and the little microenvironments. We're just definitely understanding how this is not just a few months project, that it's always unraveling.
They have made several connections by accident. It turns out there were a few other people paddling the Inside Passage for a cause this summer. Grimm and Malki came across two Australian women traveling the same route they were, in the opposite direction, to raise awareness about plastic pollution, as well as a paddleboarder participating in the race to Alaska to bring attention to veteran suicide. Grimm also wants to send a simple message with this trip.
Well, I would hope for young women in particular, just to not second-guess themselves going outside. And I feel like you grow so much as an individual when you're challenged outside, and when you have to rely on your own skills and you have to plan. And I think that would just be a great thing for all women to have.
Malki and Grimm plan to revisit some stops to pick up interviews that fell through during the kayak trip, and hope to finish the film project within a year or so. In Petersburg, I'm Alana Elder.